Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos surprised everyone Tuesday with the announcement that he was leaving his position as Amazon CEO. Bezos will step aside in the third quarter to become the company's executive chair. It's big news, and here to talk about what it means and who this replacement for the one and only Jeff Bezos is, Recode's Jason Del Rey. Hey, Jason.
Hello, Teddy.
So I think everybody knows who Jeff Bezos is at this point. He's got about something like 90% a name ID, but you know, he's been around for 30 years almost at this point. Can you give me like the quick rundown on what you think his legacy is at Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, he's a larger than life figure in, I think, in the business world and maybe outside of the business world now. He built one of the most amazing corporations we've ever seen, sort of the breadth of what Amazon does well across different industries. Is really largely unmatched. He's done a lot of good for a lot of different customers around the globe, you know, hundreds of millions of people who get their packages quickly or on the business side, you know, the software they need at a good price. But his legacy is also one of immense power that comes with cost. Mm-hmm. How hard Amazon pushes its frontline workforce, its power over smaller competitors. So it's a complicated legacy.
So this move sort of came from left field. I mean, I was shocked at none of this. There was not even a whiff of this that had leaked or anything like that. Obviously, the idea that Bezos would step down at some point was known. You think he's in his mid to late 50s at this point. Why did Jeff Bezos say he was stepping down? And did you see that coming?
He said in a note to his employees that he's stepping away from the CEO role. He'll still be somewhat involved as executive chairman, but he's stepping away to focus on a bunch of other initiatives that are important to him. You know, he has the rocket company Blue Origin. He owns the Washington Post. Guy is one of the richest people in the world and does have a lot of interest outside of Amazon. Another thing to keep in mind here, for many years up until the pandemic, Bezos had been spending sort of less time day-to-day on Amazon. He made more time for Blue Origin. He made, you know, more time for some other endeavors. And so in that regard, it's not a surprise.
You could argue he hasn't been CEO in practice for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the company is so big that, you know, we'll talk about Andy Jassy, but Jassy's title was CEO of Amazon Web Services. Some people say Amazon Web Services, if it was its own separate company, would be worth more than the core Amazon retail business. Bezos also has a CEO running that whole consumer retail business. And so those executives, they were running companies with inside of Amazon. And so with Bezos' involvement still at the board of directors level, not saying not a lot will change, but things were trending in this direction, I would say.
So you mentioned Andy Jassy. He's Amazon's new CEO. Jassy, fair to call him Bezos' right-hand man on this stuff? I mean, he's worked there for two decades.
Yeah, so definitely one of his top deputies. You know, he's been on Jeff Bezos's, you know, leadership team. It's called the S team internally, you know, for a long time.
So Jassy was seen as the obvious choice, at least if they were choosing internally, which it feels crazy to think that Amazon would recruit externally for this role.
It would be absolutely crazy just knowing Amazon's history, which is, you know, its leadership team for many, many years was comprised almost exclusively of, well, white men, but white men that had been at the company for 10 to 20 years and sort of grew up there alongside Jeff Bezos.
So broad strokes, we can expect Jassy to be fourth decade of Jeff Bezos. Is that fair?
you know, I talked to Amazon executives who've worked for and with Jassy, who they said, yeah, some personality differences, but they really stressed the similarities. And maybe that's not surprising. So, you know, drawn to sort of disruption and inventing, you know,
right.
Jassy, he was the leader of AWS from its inception, which it's hard to recognize now, not only created a new crazy business for an online retailer, mm-hmm. but it was a new business period. Like, there was not the cloud computing world before Amazon Web Services. That now powers startups and big companies and Amazon competitors all across the globe. So curiosity and want, like not being satisfied with the status quo. Also extremely high standards, which can come across as probably a great thing for a company that has crazy ambition, but, you know, not always easy to work for, right? You know, you go into a meeting with either Bezos or Jassy and your point is slacking in one area.
Sure.
Like, they're going to pick it apart. That was stress to me. You know, so at least in the short term, I expect to see a lot of the same sort of ambition and, you know, relentlessness from Amazon that we always have under Bezos.
If you had to squint and guess about one key difference you think between how Andy Jassy, not necessarily today, but maybe in a decade or even two decades, how Amazon might change under him, what would you guess?
You know, I'll sidestep to say we won't see any big differences, I don't think, in a couple of years. One difference that I'm hopeful for as a reporter who covers the company, Bezos, while he was sort of this public figure, he really didn't talk much to the media who knew his company well. You know, whether it was he or his PR lieutenants, didn't want to put him in a position where he had to really answer the toughest questions. Jassy believes very deeply in, you know, Amazon's a good entity for the world. But some of his interactions sort of with the media over the years and just his what he's like internally in terms of openness to talk to just about anyone in the company makes me hope that maybe we'll see a more open Amazon CEO when it comes to talking to the public.
Obviously, one of Jassy's key responsibilities will be keeping Washington, D.C. at bay. And I'm just wondering what this, you know, changeover means for big tech more broadly. I mean, these companies are surprisingly old and you know, I guess Mark Zuckerberg is the only big tech founder still kicking around. Bezos is now out. Steve Jobs passed away. Bill Gates is no longer at Microsoft. I'm just curious what this means that we now have another big tech company, these companies that are so essential to, you know, the American economy and so under the microscope in D.C. What does it say about big tech that the founders are moving on to greener pastures and they're now entering this sort of new phase in their centrality in America?
Yeah, I mean, at Recode, you know, we had a good piece that sort of looked simply just at like the stock performance of these companies after their founders left as CEO. And like, they've all drastically outperformed the S&P 500. You know, one big takeaway, these companies are so entrenched in their industries or industries they've either created or reinvented or taken over that, you know, it may be that they're good picking great successors, but it also may be that these companies are just so entrenched. I think it just shows like how much control they have over various industries in the business world. Another thing, you know, you were asking me earlier about why Bezos is stepping away. I've seen some people speculate that over the last couple of years, scrutiny from lawmakers, regulators, activists has ramped up and, you know, Bezos may be just tired of being the face of that, you know, the face to answer to that. We saw him testify in front of Congress for the first time last year.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that to be the driving reason, but I can imagine a world in which a founder CEO who has convinced himself that the company is overwhelmingly a force for good might get sick of that. And so is it possible Jeff Bezos, the executive chairman at Amazon, may have to testify if there's an antitrust lawsuit? Sure, but this is mostly on Jassy's plate now.
Jason, thanks so much for being here. You can read more of Jason's work at Recode.net and listen to a season of Land of the Giants wherever you get your podcasts about the rise of Amazon under Jeff Bezos. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Teddy.